Now here's Sarah, who's going to tell us about some more news.
The annual Science Festival is due to open with a bang, and a science fiction convention at the Norfolk Showground was apparently a great success. Then we have two follow-up stories from last week's issue. We heard of the proposed closure of the Brickmakers Pub, which is a cherished music venue. Well, there has been a flurry of articles in support of keeping the pub open. Then Lotus Cars of Hethel, who featured last week, unveil plans for the future.
Norwich Science Festival will start with a bang, with its explosive learning programme. The three-day activity, packed programme, runs from Monday, October the 15th until Wednesday, October the 17th, and is aimed at schools, home educators and youth groups looking to inspire young people in science. The headline event is one of the most show-stopping spectacles the festival has ever put on, featuring TV presenter and internationally recognised pyrotechnician Matthew Tosh. Mr. Tosh will guide the audience through his show Fireworks, Real Science or Just Bangs, providing plenty of spectacular, explosive action alongside the science and engineering behind some of the world's most impressive firework displays. He said, "If you think this is a chemistry show, then think again. There are physics, biology and psychology aspects too, which all combine with the artistry. I'll be using specialist indoor pyrotechnics. And yes, people enjoy the bangs, but it's the unexpected power of the pyrotechnic whistle that often gets audiences talking." As part of the Science Festival learning program, students will also have the opportunity to create clouds, draw with light, and get their creative juices flowing by combining rap music with science through an array of workshops and performances.
The organiser of a Norwich science fiction convention has been blown away by the fantastic response from the public and insisted it will be back for more of the same next year. Tim Russ from Star Trek Voyager, Louis Cordis from the Harry Potter series and Ryan Gage from The Hobbit were among some of the star names which helped bring NorCon to life at the Norfolk Showground last weekend. The annual science fiction spectacular, which started in 2009, has moved to the Norfolk Showground and was last year extended from a one-day event to a two-day show. Mark Dean, director of NorCon Events Limited, said this year's event has been one of the best yet. He said, "This year's NorCon has just blown us away. It's been fantastic. We've had increased numbers in, smiling faces. We've had overwhelmingly positive comments, not just from visitors, but from traders." The Norwich Pops Orchestra, which played music from film and TV, was one of the highlights. People also enjoyed the chance to dress up as part of the cosplay competition, while there was also a TARDIS, trade stands, and of course celebrities signing autographs, including Terry Molloy, who plays Davros in Doctor Who.
A bid is being lodged to protect a popular Norwich pub and venue, where the landlords have announced they'll step down, from being developed. It was announced last month that the team at the Brickmakers on Sproston Road would be leaving the business after lease talks broke down. Since then, negotiations have been ongoing with owners EI Publican Partnerships to explore options to keep the team in post. It's a much-loved pub and respected music venue, and more than 16,000 people have signed a petition to see the pub remain open in its current form. Now it's been nominated to become an asset of community value by Future Projects, which is behind Norwich community radio station Future Radio. If approved by Norwich City Council, it would see the building given greater protection from development if, in the future, it were ever sold. EI has said it has no intention of selling the building and plans to keep it as a pub, and a spokesman said, "Discussions with the publican are progressing and we are confident of reaching a positive outcome."
Iconic car maker Lotus has pledged its future to Norfolk as it unveiled plans to turn its Hethel base into a global attraction for fans. The multi-million pound expansion plans include a new luxury customer experience centre, a heritage centre, and museum for the company to showcase more than half a century of history at Hethel. The Vision was revealed as the car maker revs up for its 70th anniversary, with a host of parades, tours and activity planned over the weekend. Group Lotus Chief Executive Feng Qingfeng said the investment reflected the manufacturer's renewed commitment to Norfolk since it was taken over by Chinese car maker Geely in summer 2017. Speaking at the unveiling of the plans, he said, "The progress of these developments at Hethel demonstrates our commitment to Lotus and its bright future. Hethel is rightly the centre of the brand, and what better place for customers, aspiring owners and staff to experience our values. Hethel is, and will always be, the heart of Lotus, and our plans are the next step in readying the site for the next 50 years. Work at the 100-acre site will include the building of new facilities and the renovation of some of Hethel's historic sections, including a new restaurant for staff and visitors."
Now, you may recall that Brian Oldman of Haysborough had something to say about smartening up buses at the expense of putting more money into education. Well, Brian is not going to be too pleased with this next news article. Three super-fast bus routes, cleaner buses and smart ticketing could be on the way to Norwich after the city was shortlisted to get a share of £840 million of government cash. Greater Norwich has been named as one of 10 cities which will go head-to-head for what would be a huge funding boost and transform how people get around. At the heart of Transport for Norwich's bid are three key bus routes, which would connect Norwich International Airport to Broadland Business Park, Wyndham to Sproston and Easton to Rackheath. Smart ticketing, cleaner vehicles, real-time information and faster journey times would all be made possible if the government stumps up the cash. Council bosses say it would enable bus operators to provide zero-emission buses, more evening buses and buses every 8 minutes during the day on the three strategic routes. Now Greater Norwich is on the Department for Transport's shortlist, it will get £50,000 and support from government officers to develop the next stage of the bid. Greater Norwich is up against local authorities in Derby and Nottingham, Leicester, the North East, Plymouth, Portsmouth, Southampton, Sheffield, Stoke-on-Trent and West Yorkshire for a share of the £840 million pot.